When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I am delighted you're with us. I was sharing all kinds of travel tips and information and things on my mind travel related in the last hour. And if you missed it, remember that you can go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts. And you'll have a choice between our two shows, Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams. So you're listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Click on that, and then you'll be able to have access to the last 52 weeks of broadcasts. So next week, whatever's 53 weeks old is going to be gone. So it's on a rolling basis. The new shows come on. Each one is on 52 weeks. And when it, because it's podcast, you can download it. And I hope you do. We have so many people that contact me and tell me, you know, they knew they were going to have a big layover in an airport, or they were going to be flying for hours. Or hello to Diane in Bristol, Connecticut, who downloads both of our shows, Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and listens to them in the car driving to and from work Monday through Friday. I think that is the coolest thing. So all of you who are taking advantage of the fact that we do have the archived audio as well, if you're not into downloading things, the same time that we podcast a broadcast, right within the next anywhere from an hour to 72 hours after a broadcast takes place, not only can you go and get the podcast, but in the show notes at sabrams.com, in the forums, in the directory at Travelers 411, you will find the show notes, and you will find a link to click and listen to the archived audio, and the archived audio stays forever. And just the other day, David, I actually clicked on a show that's like 13 years old.
Wow.
And it really is such a wow to suddenly, and I want to tell you something, it was good. We were good even 13 years ago. So I have somebody so special on the line, and it is such a blessing that he has made the time for us, because we're going to be going off to talk with Paul Heary, the general manager of Adair Manor, an amazing castle hotel in the west of Ireland, in quick and close proximity to Shannon Airport. And the airport doesn't interfere with a joyous, tranquil stay, by the way. So when I tell you it's nearby, it's not, you're not in the flight path. So, and we're going to be talking with him about what's going on at Adair Manor, which has just newly reopened, and they are up to their eye teeth in getting everything fine-tuned for all of the people who will come to visit and be pampered. And we're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in Berkshire County. If you were on the other side of the ocean, you'd say Berkshire. but it's Berkshire, folks. And it's not Berkshire for all of you people who come to visit and don't know what you're saying. It's Berkshire. We live in the Berkshires, up in the mountains, in western Massachusetts. And we have, for more than a decade, I have to go back and find, when was the first interview we ever did about Adair Manor? But we have been following the history, the growth, the development, the subtle changes to this historic and wonderful place to stay, to dine, to play golf, to enjoy yourself. And if I'm not mistaken, they've got a ghillie. That would be a guide who takes you fishing. That if they don't have one on site, and we're going to find out about that when we talk with Paul Heary, the general manager of Adair Manor, I'm sure they can sort you out, because it's the kind of place that wants to know what you want and just say yes, make it happen. David, on one of our jolly trips to Ireland, and when we took you and our sound engineer to Ireland and to Scotland, didn't we stay at Adair? Were you ever?
I don't know whether I made that trek.
You know what you did? When your friend Guillaume worked at Adair,
yes,
and Sophie, who he later,
yes,
married,
that's right,
who used to work here in Berkshire County at Wheatley.
That's the connection, right? Right,
yes,
right, right.
We were in Galway, and you and Connie took the car and took off for Adair for the day to go and visit with them. Do you remember that?
That was a long time ago. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but I don't know. They just bought a house in Adair Village, so I don't know. Did you get to Adair?
No, we didn't get to Adair. We actually went to their house. That's right.
Well, you should have met in the lobby of Adair Manor. That would have been smarter. Well, we'll fix that. We'll get you back on another trip.
Sounds good.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're up to your neck getting the fine musicians that are the staff to play in harmony with the guests at your newly reopened, wonderful Castle Resort. How are you?
I'm very good. We opened the doors last Thursday. Thursday, the 2nd of November was our date, and we managed to see that through. So very exciting. We had our first weekend, and we had over 50 of our bedrooms occupied. So 50%. We have 104 bedrooms now at Adair Manor. So, it's pretty special times here. So very, very exciting.
Now, regrettably, a very big windy storm of carrying 70-mile-an-hour winds, we were told, I don't know if they got worse than 70 miles an hour, came through across Ireland about the same time that the U.S. and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and everybody else were experiencing hurricane winds. Did that fluff up anything on your end? Did you have anything you had to go back and batten down the hatches?
We had a little bit, all right. Well, we know that our generator works. I can say that to you. So we did lose power, and it was amazing. Everything worked as it was meant to work. It was one of those textbook stories that, you know, the power went out, and within 14 seconds, the generator kicked in, and we had full power, and nobody knew the difference. So, yeah, no, it was good. We lost about over 30 trees within the estate, so we did lose some nice trees that we had. But, no, other than that, it was all okay.
Wow. That's really something. You know, I leave it to an Irishman to see the value of this kind of experience. Yes, well, what we learned from it is our generator works. It's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
Is your generator powered with petrol, gasoline?
It's powered with diesel, and it holds about 4,500 liters. And that lasts for about 30 hours. So they're all the things that I learned last week, because I was up watching it all happening with our chief engineer. So he was educating me and showing me how it all works. So it was good to understand a little bit about it.
So if I think this is a learning experience not only for Adair Manor, but for every hotelier that's in a place where the potential of losing electric is certainly going to, you know, put a clinker in the churn. So is there a potential for having 4,500 liters of diesel fuel stored in excess in a tank above what you need for. So if you had to go 60 hours rather than 30, you'd be okay.
Well, we have an automatic top-up, so we've got great technology now. So when it goes to a certain level, it informs our local oil company, and they'll come out and top it up. So it keeps on going as long as you need it. We're very impressed with it.
Is your local oil company in Adair Village?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, well, that's just down the road. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have to imagine your number one priority on the list, because I'm sure that a lot of the villagers are staff members at Adair, inside or outside in some capacity. So, I mean, the Adair Manor is a treasure for Adair Village.
Absolutely. No, our community is important to us.
And I remember that one of the things that was going to happen is some changes with regard to the golf course. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm interested in knowing, you know, what changes have happened with the golf course. And was that, you know, impacted in any negative way or positive way? Or is everybody out there playing golf now just as if no wind blew through? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Paul Heary, the general manager at Adair Manor in Adair, in County Limerick, Ireland, so close to Shannon Airport. Should be your absolute first stop when you arrive flying into Shannon, and somewhere in the middle of your trip when you are flying into Dublin. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iLoveNY.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Adair in County Limerick, Ireland, on Ireland's Wild Atlantic Way, is Paul Heary, the general manager of Adair Manor. And, you know, we have been visiting Adair for more than a decade. And if you go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, and you put Adair, just Adair will be enough. Although, I have to say, if you just put Adair, you might get the Fitzgerald's Woodlands Hotel come up because they're located in Adair. So if you want to make sure you get Adair Manor, put in Adair Manor. And then you will get, if you put the word photos, or you'll get links anyway, to full galleries of photos that we have posted and blogs that I've written. And one of the things that I love is the fact that you can go back and hear interviews that I've done with people on staff who are still on staff, like Anita. Is Anita's last name Griffith or Griffin or something like that?
Higgins. Anita Higgins.
Where did I get Griffin or Griffin? That must have been Jillian, whose last name was Griffin.
That's correct.
All right. So I melded them together into one person. But you will find, you know, past interviews. And in fact, this is the second time we've been lucky enough to nail Paul down so that we can get an update about what's going on. Maybe you can just, you know, refresh both my memory and my listeners who maybe also, like me, don't remember particularly. And for people who have never heard about Adair before, when was the first physical structure that is the underpinnings of what is Adair Manor built?
1832.
Wow.
It goes back a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, now, when you look at the building, it rambles on and on. Is any of that additions to the original structure, or was that all that building, the original building?
No, the original manor that you're probably familiar with when you were here the last time is dating back to 1832. And then over the last 21 months, we've gone through quite an extensive restoration program and expansion. And we've also put on an additional 42 bedrooms, so bringing up our inventory to 104 bedrooms. We also have created a brand new ballroom that can cater for over 300 guests, and that's going to be a fantastic addition, which we didn't have, so we can cater for a huge amount of weddings and events and international conferences. We also created a spa, La Mer Spa, which your listeners may be familiar with. It's the only La Mer Spa in UK and Ireland, and there's only 11 of them throughout the world.
Wow.
So we're fortunate to have La Mer with us. And, of course, we had a full remodeling of our golf course. So we had a full remodeling and redesign of the golf course, which was done by Tom Fazio, who's a well-known architect from America. So he has really helped us with that. So that's what's happened over the last 21 months. So it's a full journey that we have been on. So it's really exciting now that we're open since last Thursday. And probably the best place to have a look at it at present is go onto our brand new website. So we launched our new website last Thursday. And as you mentioned, it's AdairManor.com, and that will showcase the building and show all the new pictures that we've taken to help you see what has happened.
Okay, so, there are many castle hotels in Ireland that when you look at them from the exterior, they appear to have been built, the entire facade appears to have been built at the same time when it first went up. And so I didn't realize, and there's many of the folks that have done that sort of thing, and including some of the hotels, like the Slieve Donard Hotel in Newcastle in Northern Ireland, they doubled the size of that place, and they only did it about, I'm going to say 15 years ago. And when you look at it, you really have to pay attention, or it looks like it was all built that size originally without, seamlessly. It's just amazingly done. And so I never really thought about the size of Adair and what I was looking at and if any of it was, original, half the size that was added on and whatever. So all that we have been enjoying at Adair Manor on our many, many visits over the last probably 14 years or something, that was all original from the 1830s. That's a remarkable.
Correct.
So now the new part, is it built when you pull in to the area where, I don't know if you're still parking there, but where you used to park, where the entry is, and you're looking at the building, is the new part
at the front door?
Right, you're at the front door. Is the new part to the left, or is it behind the building so you're not really seeing it?
So it's to the left-hand side, Stephanie. So we've built a beautiful colonnade going from the door, so from right to left, so over on the left-hand side, and it's parallel to the new building, and that's where we've put on the 42 bedrooms. So if you just have a look at our website, it's our homepage at present, and you'll see exactly, you'll be very familiar. We're actually, the image that's on our website at the moment, you're actually looking at the front door, and then to the left-hand side is the whole of the new building.
Wow.
So it's very impressive the way it has been designed. And then onto the side of the extension of the new building is where we have created the ballroom.
Well, I have it pulled up at the moment, and I have to say, it is fairy tale Cinderella exquisite. Absolutely exquisite. So beautifully done. Oh, my goodness. Well, bravo.
That's my car that's parked out front.
I haven't gotten to the car yet, but what is it? Is it Rolls?
You'll see them. There's a few cars there.
All right. Well, I'm looking at a family that's looking like it's... Oh, look at that. Oh, let's see. Hang on a second. I got to take a close look here. The pictures are going by too fast. Go back. I'm already in the spa. You know, it's relaxing in the
bathroom.
You're
having a glass of champagne there.
No, I don't. You know, I save my calories for a hot fudge sundae. Could you do that for me?
Of course.
Oh, look at this. It's really absolutely stellarly, beautifully stunning. Stunning. And we're going to drop by and visit with you in January, and I'm almost nervous that by the time we arrive, the big Christmas tree will be gone, because Adair is gorgeous anytime. Adair, with its new renovations and changes, is magnificent, but Adair at Christmas is absolute magic. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Paul Heering.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast to coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
With Stephanie Abrams.
I am so delighted to have Paul Heary on the line with me. He's the general manager at Adair Manor, which is one of those magical places you absolutely must visit. And you know, we're at the point where my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland, is in part to my publisher, but I have held back on some of it because there are some places. Ireland's a tough place to write anything about because the ground keeps moving while you're walking on it. So, how could I only write about, well, the last time we were in Adair Manor was 2 days before it closed in January of 2016 for some major changes. I mean, you know, if a brand new book coming out, you want to be able to include what is real today. And so I have held up the presses, Paul, so that we'll be able to include some serious insights into what is new and special about Adair Manor, a place that was always special. But now it's incredible. Go have a look. And you can get to AdairManor.com, especially if you're driving. You know, just go to sabrams.com, and in the show notes on the homepage, you'll see Paul Heary, Adair Manor. Click on that. When you get over to the show notes, there is a link that you click on, takes you right there. And if you're driving and listening for the first time and you cannot remember, who was that woman? I don't even know where to go look. I can't remember the website. Go to Google, put in radio show, travel expert. That's easy to remember. And I dominate the first 10 results. And if you put the word Ireland in front, I even beat out a woman named Marion Finucane, who has been in radio for 150 years. I think she knew Marconi. And she is in Ireland and talks about traveling and everything else all the time. She's a wonderful show. She's a delight to hear. She's older than Methuselah, and she's very knowledgeable. And it's incredible that when you put in Ireland radio show travel expert, I come up before Marion Finucane. I mean, hey, we rock. So you can't lose us, people. And then you'll be able to click on sabrams.com and travelers411.com, and you'll get to everything. And then you can click right through to AdairManor.com. The place is wow. And you know, it's the kind of visual effect that if you're planning a benchmarking occasion, a destination wedding, and a special anniversary, a family reunion. You want to all gather up the wedding party, the bride and groom, the family, the whoever, and take some photos in front of that colonnade that you built that is a connector walkway from Adair Manor original part to the new part, which also, well, you know, it doesn't look like some box hotel that you'd find in a city with some brand name on it. You know, it's very much in keeping with the architectural style of Adair Manor itself. So, you know, bravo, because like the Sleeved Honored, where you can't tell where was the old building and where's the new building, this looks like it was always like this. I mean, it is just gorgeous. Can't wait to see it myself. Were you living through the... When did you come on board? You came on when most of the hassle and mess was finished with that building, no?
I just came on towards the end. I guess I joined in at the end of June was when I started. So, no, I got to see a lot of it, but it was coming towards the end of it. We still had probably about 500-600 contractors on site when I joined. And so, yeah, it has been a huge project. In its peak, there was in excess of about 800 people working on the program, trying to complete it.
Wow.
You know, everything from mechanical and all the electrical service are all new, and the introduction of new heating and cooling systems so that our guests will get fantastic experience in the bedroom. So a lot has gone into this and technology to really give our guests the luxury required and things that they're used to having. So we're trying to set some new standards and create a little bit of magic here in Adair.
Well, clearly, I mean, the magic, the stage is set for magic. And I'll let you use that line, because that's a good one that just fell out of my mouth.
It's a fantastic estate. It has over 842 acres. And as you know, we do have some fishing and some beautiful walks. We've put in a new cinema as well, which is a new addition.
Cinema, because we are film buffs at our house. Tell me about the cinema.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm into movies.
We have a beautiful cinema that can cater for up to 28 guests. So whether it's for a family, some viewing, some movies, the latest movies, or whether it's for an incentive or a company, we can do that as well. So it's a nice little addition to have.
Do you have plans to regularly, as one of the activities available, have some, you know, timed, specially noted showings or some nonstop something going on?
Yeah, I think it's something that we'd like to be able to do. We haven't got anything clearly defined at the moment, but from an experience perspective, it's something that we'd like to be able to do, and particularly for our little younger people. Mm-hmm. And moving into the Christmas period, we're definitely going to be using it and adding another little offering in there. So it's something nice to have, and as I said, it's a nice little addition for our guests to be able to come in and relax with a little bit of popcorn or some cocoa or anything like that on a cold Irish day and watch a good movie.
You people don't know what cold is. Please do not use that word glibly. You haven't a clue. This week, we've already gone down at night here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts to 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And we're expected to go to 17, and we just went to 17 the other night. So, and in the winter, we are frequently below zero Fahrenheit. So, you know, when I hear about it's cold in Ireland, I laugh my socks off. You know, the kind of cold you get in Ireland, people in Berkshire County the kids will walk around in T-shirts and flannel shirts that are unbuttoned. They're not even buttoned up and not wear a coat. Sometimes they're out in flip-flops like they'd wear sandals to the beach. And, you know, you couldn't catch me doing that, you understand. But it's not unusual to see somebody, even my senior producer, David Isby, will come into the studio in the dead of winter wearing Bermuda-length shorts and a parka with a hood with fur around it. And, you know, unzipped, by the way. But, I mean, that's how you know you're a New Englander. See, we're sturdy folk. You know, we're sturdy peasant folk from the mountains. So, no. You know, and people say to me all the time, how can you go to Ireland in December, January? It's winter. I said, you want winter? Come to Berkshire County. Come to New England. We'll show you winter. You go to Ireland, it's basically shoulder springtime year-round. I mean, you have palm trees growing all around your neighborhoods. They're not in pots that come into the house, into a greenhouse. They're out all year. February, you'll see... But all those little spring flowers, pansies and morning glories and tulips and hyacinths, all early February, growing out of the ground. By March, there's buckets of flowers everywhere. I mean, it's like, no, don't tell me about cold. You do not know what cold is. I'll be happy to introduce you, though, if you'd like to come over and visit. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was I?
Connemara?
Yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there, seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. Bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I wanted to keep Paul Heary with us, general manager at Adair Manor in County Limerick, where Limerick's come from, Ireland, because I wanted him to have an opportunity to just give us a little wrap-up. Is there a message that you have for our listeners, and particularly we have a huge golfing audience, Paul? Is there something about the golf? Are you planning tournaments or... you know, do you have your golf pro, your golf instruction, instruction for kids? Is there something that's going on related to golf we ought to know about?
Well, look, the story on our golf is that we have, as you know, we have a stunning, stunning golf course. It always was stunning. And we've had wonderful investment has gone into it. And we can really see the beauty that is there and the stunning trees that are on the estate. But the golf course is not open just yet. So that's the next little step in the journey. That will open in March of next year.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So we're just giving the golf course, you know, the winter to settle in, and we plan to open it in March. But it, you know, it is a course that has been built. It has the infrastructure to be able to host some tournaments. And wouldn't it be lovely if it could host some renowned worldwide tournaments, and that would be great for Ireland, it would be great for the community, and that's what we love, but time will tell on that.
There's a couple of people I know, maybe I will make a little marriage and open a couple of doors that I think would very much enjoy the opportunity to experience what Adair Manor and the golf course are all about. A last message for our listeners?
Last message is come and visit us. You know, it has been closed for 21 months, so we'd really welcome you to come and have a look at our little fairy tale, and we are trying to create something special in Adair, and I think the only way to see it is come and visit. We'd love to have you, and the red carpet will be out for everybody.
I think just looking at the pictures, you have already knocked the socks off of every other castle hotel property, not only in Ireland, but in Europe. The place looks amazing, and I can't wait to visit. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate your making time in your very, very hectic schedule. So God bless and be well.
Falcha. Bye-bye.
Falcha. Well, that was great fun talking with Paul Heary, the general manager of Adare Manor in County Limerick, Ireland. If you're planning to go to Ireland, if you fly into Limerick Airport, I'm in good shape. Is there a Limerick Airport? I don't think so. No, but I don't, there's an airport in Cork, and there's an airport in Galway, and there's no airport in, it's Shannon. And it's like no time, maybe it's 20 minutes drive to get from Shannon Airport to Limerick. To get to Adare Manor. Adare Village is the cutest place you ever want to see. It's a whole storybook-looking village. Just adorable. And so if you fly into Shannon, you might want to spend your first night. If you're flying out of Shannon, you might want to spend your last night. May I tell you that, if you can manage to amortize the way you're investing in hotel room nights, you manage to stay a couple of nights. Maybe you'd start and end your trip there or spend a couple of nights there. You won't want to leave. But I will tell you that if you leave Adare and you go westward, you're going to come to a town called Foynes, F-O-Y-N-E-S. And in Foynes, you will find the Foynes Flying Boat Museum. And now, open now a couple of years, the Foynes Maritime Museum. And if you don't know what the flying boat is, go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Put in flying boat photos, and you'll get a whole gallery of photos that, you know, we've been there so many times. A woman, a very gutsy, girty lady. Margaret O'Shaughnessy. You know, the kind of person that people around, I know far too many people who would have circled this woman if she was in the U.S. and said, how are you going to raise 3 million euro and do this thing? It's crazy. Not only did she make the Foynes Flying Boat Museum a reality, she then expanded it to the Foynes Maritime Museum as well. Pan Am flew the Pan Am Clipper. It was before British Airways. It was British Overseas Airways. BOAC, British Overseas Airways Corporation. And TWA also flew the flying boat. In the late 1930s, early 40s, early 50s, anybody that was anybody, an athlete, a celebrity, an actor, a politician, they would have flown on the flying boat. It didn't have wheels. It looked like a boat. It looked like a cruise ship with wings. And on board, it was 16 hours from LaGuardia Airport in New York City to Foynes on the Shannon Estuary. And if you're not familiar with that term, an estuary is this little narrow strait of water that connects a river to a bigger body of water, in this case, the Atlantic, the North Atlantic. When John F. Kennedy went for the first time to Ireland, no, it wasn't when he was president. It was when he graduated from Harvard. I think it was 1939. He flew on the flying boat into Foynes. And you'll find those kinds of photos and everything else memorialized there. And it's just down the road a piece from Adare Manor. I have to tell you, once you check in at Adare Manor, you're not going to want to leave. That's the danger of staying in a great place. You just want to, you know, find your favorite mystery book and go curl up in a corner somewhere and just enjoy being there. And why would you want to check in and then go sightseeing? You want to check in and stay. Go check it out. Well, stay with me. So much more to come. Listen to the top of the hour news, and then we'll be back. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.